Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dina's got some dirt at the 40 being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Have 2020 saved by the end of 2020 with as little as $40 a week. Open up a savings account and watch your money grow. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up?
All right. If you guys ever watch cooking shows, I mean, what's one thing they all have in common?
Is nailed it.
Pretty much, yeah, they do a great job.
But yeah, I mean, nailed it does not do a great job.
They have very chipper, happy hosts. They make really amazing creations in nice, clean kitchens. Well, Paris Hilton, she has got a new cooking show. It's called Cooking with Paris. According to her, she's one of the best cooks ever. She's launching this on her YouTube channel, and she starts off with her famous lasagna. She forgot to put in some of the ingredients, the onions and the garlic, into her sauce.
It happens. Can't you throw that in when it's done?
I would be willing to overlook that.
You don't need that in sauce. The sauce might be okay.
But she's wearing fingerless gloves. I don't know why she needs those.
Mittens?
Fingerless
rubber gloves.
No, like mittens. Fingerless gloves.
Her hands get cold handling sauce?
She's got her hair all down.
Does she have a spoon for stuff?
Yeah, interesting.
And this is the part where I say you pass on the invitation. She's like holding her little, what she calls diamond baby, her chihuahua. Mm-hmm. And she's petting him.
Oh,
and then she's touching food.
Ew.
And she's petting him. And she's cooking.
That's why I never eat food that people make, because you don't know if they have pet hair in it.
You don't know if they let Paris Hilton make it.
Right.
And you have to listen to the whole thing go kind of like this. So we're going to be making lasagna.
I mean, I'd watch it for that. That would be entertaining. But the pet food? No.
Yeah, it's kind of like
pet in the food.
Kind of like watching Nailed It. It's a total disaster.
Yeah. Before you go.
Maybe that's what it is.
Everybody's talking about the outfit that Zendaya wore to the Critics' Choice Awards. It was an interesting piece. It was kind of like her top was actually more of a breastplate. And the way it's made is they take a 3D scan of your torso. And it comes up with three-dimensional measurements necessary to fit the acrylic bustier. Oh. And then they cut it out. They sand it. It goes through a chroming process, custom coloring, a fitting.
Wow.
I mean, it's really intense, but it's like such a brazen piece to wear.
Wow.
I'll have to see this.
It's probably a little more expensive than a normal bra.
Well, I could tell you, actually, because they're saying that they're going to start making them for the general public. They're custom made, though. It'll cost you $15,000.
$15,000. Scan you.
Yes. And that's for both sides?
Yes, that is
okay,
for both sides.
Okay, just double checking.
I don't know if plus size, let's say, costs more. I'm not sure. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's father has passed away. And what I did not know about him is that he was famous in his own right. His name was Rocky Soulman Johnson. He was 75 years old, and he was part of a WWE Tag Team Championship and the WWE Hall of Famer.
Wow, so a long time ago.
Yes.
Wow.
He was a rock. He was the bigger rock.
He was pre-rock.
Other rock, because his name was Rocky.
He was actually with Tony Atlas. They were known as the Soul Patrol. They defeated the Wild Samoans in 1983 to win the WWF, at the time, Tag Team Championship.
Wow.
And they made history by becoming the first African-American tag team to hold those titles. So he retired in 91, and that's when he started training his son for WWE.
And he trained his son pretty well.
Yeah.
He sure did.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's sad to hear the news, but it's cool to find out about that.
Yeah. And Leonardo DiCaprio, set to kick another cutie to the curb, according to RadarOnline.com. He is being nagged to commit or quit from his model girlfriend, Camila Marone, who's just 22 years old. Sources are saying he loves being with her, but she's putting too much pressure to put a ring on it, so he's ready to hit the bricks. And judging by his recent behavior of all the times he's ignoring her, she wasn't feeling so great at a party. He said, fine, you go home, I'm staying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds like this relationship is definitely running its course. And,
wow.
You know, she's 22. She's almost like geriatric for him.
Doesn't Leo have like three more girlfriends? Every time I see a picture of him on the beach,
Now there's a lot of ladies around.
He's got a gang of ladies around. around him.
Sure does. Mm-hmm. Never for a lack. And that's your dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
94.7 WMAS. It's the Kelly crew. It's great to have you here this morning. And now Dina's about to spread some gossip around like she always does pretty well. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Hey, save 2020 by the end of 2020 with as little as $40 a week. Watch your money grow. Visit pvcu.org for more information. So what's up?
All right. Wendy Williams issuing an apology after she got schooled for mocking Joker star Joaquin Phoenix's lip, according to Ace Showbiz. So Wendy talked about Joaquin on a recent episode of The Wendy Williams Show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she said when he shaves off his mustache, he's got a hairline fracture. He's got one of those, what do you call it? Cleft lip, cleft palate. And then she kind of mocked the condition by hooking her finger to her lip and kind of pulling it up like that.
I looked over your shoulder. Wow, that was just a brutal pick.
Yeah.
Why would she do that?
Yeah. Honestly, I don't think she meant insult because she was kind of complimenting the way he looks and says she finds him very attractive. But what she did was offensive to a lot of people, including Canadian professional football player Adam Bighill, who he himself was born with a cleft lip and palate, and his son was also born with the same condition, and he happens to be undergoing surgery to get that fixed. So he asked Wendy to not only issue an apology, but to make a donation as well to the cleft community, and she did.
I mean, what about those little kids who have that, you know?
Yeah, she did. She issued an apology. She did make a donation, and they thanked her for that, saying that, you know, they hope that this has not only helped educate her, but that she will now pass that forward and help educate others.
Good.
Well, Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker has finally done it. Ninth and final installment of the Skywalker saga has hit the $1 billion mark at the worldwide box office. This is now the seventh Disney movie released in 2019 to do that. So Captain Marvel, Avengers Endgame, Aladdin, Lion King, Toy Story 4, Frozen 2, all in the $1 billion
Disney
club.
Owns a lot.
I know.
So should they have made $1 billion, Lopez? You're the Star Wars fan.
You don't want to ask my opinion about the latest movie.
They deserve it.
I mean, it's not a... It's okay. I mean...
So it's a $900 million movie, maybe.
I would, you know, I'm glad they got money.
You're looking to marry rich, marry someone Disney.
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like Halsey's latest relationship is going well. Us Weekly reports that the Closer singer and Evan Peters from American Horror Story are already living together after just a few months of dating. Now, according to a source, they actually work pretty well together because, quote, they are both weird in the same ways. So,
all right.
You know, they just seem to have whatever kind of chemistry works for them. They're a perfect duo. But, of course, she's about to go on tour February 6th. So it's like, well, sure, relationships work out when you don't spend time together.
Yeah.
It's easy to not fight.
Distance and concert performers make the heart grow fonder.
Maybe he'll follow her around the world. Who knows? And we have been waiting for HBO's highly anticipated Game of Thrones spinoff series. Now we have a better idea of just how long that wait is going to be. HBO's announced the show's likely to premiere in 2022.
Oh, wow.
That's their best guess, they said.
Okay. Watching The Witcher hold me through?
I hope so. I've heard that is so good, and I have to start watching it.
People seem to
it starts
like it.
Off slow, but yeah, it gets really good. Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to be loyal to Game of Thrones, but with George R. R. Martin still taking his darn time writing that book, I don't feel that loyalty so strong anymore.
Yeah. Can somebody bring him caffeine or, like, lots of coffee?
An extra pen or two?
They can speed up a little bit. Yeah.
A typewriter, maybe.
Some no-dos. He works through the night.
And that's your dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
94.7 WMAS, it's the Kellogg Crew. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Watch your money grow in one of their awesome savings accounts. Save 2020 by the end of 2020 with as little as $40 a week. For details, call 733-2800. So what's up?
All right. I don't know if this is, like, weird that the Jonas Brothers wives are doing this again. I personally think it's kind of cool, though.
Okay.
They're releasing their new song, What a Man Gotta Do.
Okay.
And they gave fans a sneak peek at the song's video. And apparently, all the wives are going to be starring in the video. And they've done this before. They did this with their song Sucker.
Right.
But they're going to have the women starring in the video again. And this time they're doing it kind of old school style. So they teased it a little bit. You see a poster with Nick Jonas and his wife Priyanka Chopra, and they are kind of recreating the Risky Business movie scene.
Uh huh.
Then there's one with Kevin
like on
Jonas.
A train plane or something?
Oh, no. This is the one inside the house.
Oh, okay.
And the white shirt and the going across the floor singing.
With the microphone,
With the microphone, yeah.
Oh.
And then there's the one with the Say Anything where, you know, he's holding the big boombox up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's
give a spoiler alert for that movie.
For Kevin Jonas and his wife, Danielle. Now, we don't know what Joe and Sophie Turner are going to be doing, but we can't wait to see. This will be interesting. New York prosecutors are not letting Dina Lohan off the hook very easily. They are looking for a six-month jail term for Lindsay Lohan's mom following her weekend arrest for DUI. They're not going to take into account that she's semi-quasi-celebrity. She pleaded
semi-quasi?
Not... semi-quasi? Semi-quasi is the lowest I could go. She pleaded
hope
not...
no one ever calls me that. Semi-quasi.
She pleaded not guilty to the felony charge, so she's got to follow up at another court hearing. And they're saying that, you know, because of her past record, that's why they're looking for a harsher term for her. So we'll have to see what happens. Anne Hathaway showed off her post-baby bod on the red carpet at the Critics' Choice Awards on Sunday. And that's where we found out what baby she had. We know she had a baby. We didn't know anything more.
Well, I didn't think it would be her baby.
It's a boy. It's a boy.
Oh, it's a boy.
The reason why we know this is she was showing pictures to people saying, this is him.
Oh, and, it's a giveaway.
And then so she's already got an older son, so I can't imagine she's saying this is him about the older son. She's probably shown those pictures to everybody already.
Gotcha.
Like, it might be a clue.
Old.
It might be a clue.
We're going to take it as one. And I guess Kanye West is thinking about the safety of his family. We already know that they have, like, tons of security in general.
Yeah.
But this is a little different kind of security. From what we hear, all right, he is building an underground bunker in Wyoming to protect his family, according to Radar Online. His long-term plan includes this bunker that's going to be costing him millions because, of course, it has to be a state-of-the-art shelter. They're probably going to have, like, professional artists come in to do wall work or something.
Yeah. Make it a mansion bunker.
I think that's what it's going to be. And considering the family keeps growing.
Indoor pool. Basketball courts in the bunker.
Yeah.
Make it good.
Recording studio, obviously.
From what we hear, they have provisions for months. So it sounds like they have a lot
months,
more work to
do. Months, that's it? Yeah,
a lot
years
more work.
In there.
Got to get this thing done.
Yeah. Why don't you build a rocket so you can make one on the moon?
I think those are plans for later on down the road. And that's your Dirt at 840. You can get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.